Conrad sensed the excitement in the palace when he walked in a short time later. Players in the tournament, along with a few employees of the gambling parlor, were the only ones who would be allowed into the private room once the games got underway, but everyone knew what was going to take place. A lot of people were talking excitedly about it. The tournament was the biggest thing to hit gambling circles in a long time. Because of that, a large crowd had shown up to wait in the main room and catch bits of news about what was going on in the chamber where the games were taking place. Bat Masterson was holding court, surrounded by a number of newspaper reporters, scribbling notes on their pads with stubby pencils. Conrad heard him talking about sporting blood and the gallantry of competition, as if instead of a poker tournament, it was the old-fashioned kind held between knights with lances and swords and shields. The sort of tournament where blood might be spilled. With so much money at stake, it might come to that, Conrad thought. Masterson caught Conrad's eye and winked. When he was through talking to the reporters, he came over and pumped Conrad's hand.
Ah, the Fourth Estate. What would we do without them? The thoughts crossed my mind that I might try my hand at journalism myself one of these days.
I'm sure you'd be good at it, Bat. Is everything ready for tonight?
Absolutely. In fact, you're the last of the players to arrive. That's why I was so glad to see you. I was afraid you might have changed your mind or that something had happened to you.
Did you get my buy-in? Ellery Hudson was supposed to have the bank send it over with some armed guards this afternoon.
Yes, it's locked up securely in the safe along with the rest of the money, and there are half a dozen men with shotguns guarding it. Tough men, and I trust them completely. I know that sort of loot might be a very tempting target.
Masterson opened his coat a little to reveal he had revolvers and shoulder rigs under both arms.
I'll be on hand to protect it myself, if need be.
Conrad didn't think most would-be robbers would want to go up against the famous Bat Masterson, even for that sort of money.
What about the players? Is it all right for us to be armed as well?
I'm sorry, Conrad, but if you're packing iron, you'll have to surrender it before the games start. It wouldn't do to have somebody take offense over the way a hand turned out and start shooting.
As long as it's that way for everybody, I can go along with it. Just make sure nobody tries to sneak anything in.
Don't worry. The only weapons in there will be cards.